from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Weil.
Rafaela would be next. 1-1 pitch. On the ground is short. Henderson's got it. He'll throw to first, and the game is over. Orioles win the opener of this four-game series, 5-1. Mick Pivetta, strong at times, but he gives up two back-breaking home runs. The Red Sox offense never in gear against a very good Zach Eflin tonight. Red Sox have dropped a couple in a row. 5-1, O's win.
Sleepy night in Baltimore. The Red Sox offense, outside of a home run from Willier Abreu, didn't do all that much. That was a lone extra base hit. Nick Pivetta, as Will Fleming just said, strong at times. Velocity back. But the biggest culprit, as has been the case not only this season but in his entire career, is the long ball. And he gives up two of them. Proves to be the difference. The first one, a two-run shot by Gunnar Henderson, and then Cedric Mullins takes him deep in the fifth inning. Orioles would tack on one in the sixth, one in the seventh, and they take it 5-1 against the Sox. Joe Weil with you here on Red Sox Review on WEI. We want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937. As the Sox kick off what we knew would be a brutal stretch of games with a loss against a team that Boston is now 1-6 against this year. Sox came into the night being outscored by Baltimore 43-22, and you could tack on a +4 to that tally. So now +25 is Baltimore over the Sox in seven games. And now the Red Sox are 2.5 games out of that third wild card spot, held by the Kansas City Royals. Got Nico Manganiello behind the glass coming up on WEI. Six Rings postgame show. I know there's a lot to talk about there as well. Drake May running in for a touchdown. You will hear all that. Fitzy and Hart, they'll break it all down for you. You'll hear a postgame sound from Jerod Mayo, Drake May, all that good stuff. But before we get to that postgame sound, we need to hear from the Red Sox manager, Alex Cora, what he had to say after this 5-1 loss.
What do you make of his evening?
It was good. Breaking ball to Henderson, put a good swing on it. Then to Mullins, did the same thing. I think stuff-wise was really good. Gave us five, and, it was a good night for him.
What did you see from the guys offensively tonight?
He moved the ball around. That little cutter he had, used a back door. he's a good pitcher. He has a lot of weapons. He knows how to move the ball around the zone, and did a pretty good job.
Would you leave Chase making his major league debut?
Great. I mean, pound the strikes on good stuff. Wasn't afraid. I don't know how many strikes he threw or the percentage is, but like we talk afterward, nobody can take that away from him. He's a big leaguer, whatever happens in the future, it happens, right? But this day is going to be remember.
I know you talked about it a little bit pregame, but just what makes their at-bats so tough, the Orioles, and just the way they...
They hit the ball hard in the air. They grind at-bats. Like that lineup they have now, is pull oriented from the left side. So, you just got to make pitches. And I think we did. We did overall. The 3-2 to Santander, that was a strike. We ended up walking him. Next pitch, breaking ball, he's 2-1, right? So, no free passes. We hit Mullins at one point, right? And they put pressure on us. So they have to earn it, and they do that. They're really good at what they do.
What are you seeing with Rafi at the plate right now?
Like I said, he just missing the fastball. He got crushed today on a call. We're trying to be selective, and him swinging the strikes, and he got crushed on a pitch up in the zone. But he'll get it. Just a matter of keep making adjustments in the cage, and it takes one swing to get out of it.
Have you decided how you're going to use Criswell tomorrow?
We're going to talk about it, but most likely he'll start.
Rob and the brand say that you guys are close on bringing Rich Hill back. Do you have anything on that?
I don't know. You should ask his sources.
I got one idea.
No, I haven't. I just found out. Yeah. So we'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll go. Thank you.
All right. So I love that last part there with Rob Bradford. If you didn't see the scoop, Rob Bradford tweeting out our very own Rob Bradford and Baseball Isn't Boring's Rob Bradford. The scoop is that Rich Hill is close to formalizing a minor league deal with the Red Sox. And, of course, that came after a workout that the Red Sox attended. And that could be a nice help for the pitching staff in terms of just getting another body there that can give you some innings. We know where this starting rotation's at. And, now not having James Paxton, what a lift it would be to just have somebody else they can roll out there. At the same time, this pitching staff continues to trend in a troubling way. The ERA, if you haven't checked, the Red Sox came into tonight, team ERA, 18th in Major League Baseball. And this is after all the talks we had at the beginning of the year about how well this staff as a whole has performed. Now they're in the bottom half of Major League Baseball. And the home runs, once again, continue to kill the staff as well. Nick Pivetta gives up 2 in 5 innings. Good to see the velocity back for him. But at the same time, in terms of home runs per 9, the Sox 24th in Major League Baseball coming into tonight. And Pivetta, in terms of starting pitchers with at least 90 innings thrown, he was 103 out of 104 in home runs per 9. He gives up 2 dingers tonight to the O's. And again, a 5-1 victory for Baltimore over the Sox, who are once again having trouble against a team that is above 500. That has been a theme for this group all season long, outside of some series where they did step up and play well against teams that were above 500. But now with the loss tonight, they're 24-37 against those teams specifically. They beat up on the bad teams more times than not, which you do like to see, and that's what a good team does. But this Orioles team, they just haven't figured out, because Baltimore now 6-1 against the Sox in 7 games against them. We want to hear from you, 617-779-7937, the number to call in here for Red Sox Review. And just tease this, but coming up after the Patriots preseason game, Fitzy and Hart will have the breakdown for you on 6 Rings postgame. But in the meantime, Red Sox Review, we'll pause for a break. When we come back, we get to your calls, more analysis of tonight's game right after this on WE.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B.I.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
So tying runs aboard for Gunnar Henderson. Struck out looking on a fastball his first time. Pitch is swung on and cranked. Deep right field. Back to the wall. It's out of here. Over Willy Abreu. And that tall wall and right. And a 2-1 Orioles lead.
It's been the problem for Pivetta, and that thing was right there, and that's become a tired act for these Red Sox. A near miss of a strikeout, and then ball just launching out.
Yeah, that was the turning point tonight. It was 1-0 Sox before that swing. After it, 2-1 Baltimore, and they went 5-1. Against the Boston Red Sox, and Boston now 1-6 against the O's in 2024. And this tough stretch, as we know, 4 at Baltimore, 3 at Houston, and then they're going to have to take on the Arizona Diamondbacks at home, and they've been one of the hottest teams in baseball. The question becomes now, can the Sox just survive this stretch? Because coming up after that, it does get a lot easier for this team, because following Arizona, you have games against Toronto, you have games against the Tigers, you have games against the Mets, and then you have games against the White Sox. And this team's shown that they can beat those teams more times than not. But can they survive this stretch and not lose too much ground in the wild card race? That's the question. Do you believe in the Sox surviving this stretch? We want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. The number to call in here. Again, 617-779-7937. Joe Weil with you. My man Nico Manganiello behind the glass here at WEEI. And coming up after Red Sox Review, we'll have the Six Rings postgame show with Fitzy and Hart coming your way. But let's go to the phones. We start with Glenn in New Orleans. What's going on, Glenn?
Hey, Joe. What's up, Nico? Hey, the Rich Hill doesn't bother me because I don't think it's going to matter much longer. But my problem with that is you see all of these teams around baseball, and they call up guys 22, 23, down in AA. We evidently don't have anybody that they feel is even remotely a pitching prospect. They can't be expecting more than 3 innings out of Rich Hill. So, I mean, if they don't have somebody in Double A that can come up and throw 3 innings, it's worse than I thought. But that's not my main point that I called. Once we get 4 games back in that wild card, you're done. And the reason why, because you only have 40 games left, or 42. But if Kansas City, and that's who we're looking at, if they play 500, Boston's got to play 8 over just to tie them. 8 over a 40-game period. They're six over after 120. There's no way that's going to happen. And if they lose tomorrow and Kansas City wins, that'll be 3.5, and I'll round up, and that'll be good enough for me, and there's no chance of them making the playoffs. So the Mets are in the same boat. They hit four back, they're toast. Yeah. There's just not enough games, and you have to play way above what you've played the whole season over a short stretch.
Yeah, Glenn, I appreciate the call, and it's a fascinating discussion. If you want to grab his line, 617-779-7937. And what I mean by it's a fascinating discussion is what Glenn just threw out there in terms of how many games back the Sox have to be after this stretch of four against Baltimore, three against Houston, and then three against the Arizona Diamondbacks. How far back they'd have to fall behind Kansas City for you and me in this scenario, as I talk it out with you, to feel like the Red Sox are truly out of it. And the only reason I disagree with four, with what Glenn brought up, yes, in terms of the games left at that point, you know, you're looking in the 30 range and you might be four or five back in this scenario where the Sox, you know, don't perform well in this series or in this stretch. The only pushback I have to that is one, well, actually a couple things. One, crazier things have happened. I've lived in a time where the Phillies won a division when they were down seven games with 17 to go and the Mets completely collapsed. So anything can happen. The other part of that, and this is really the fascinating part of what's going to happen down the stretch, is that the Royals have a very easy slate right now. They're playing against the Reds starting tomorrow. Then they have a home series against the Angels. But after that, they play three against Philly, they play four against Cleveland, then they play four against Houston, and then they play three more against the Guardians. And then following that, they play the Twins, they play the Yankees, and then they finally get a breather in the Pirates. They have a lot of tough teams ahead coming up in their schedule. So that's the part of this whole equation that you have to keep in mind. Even as we might see the Sox tumble back in the standings, their schedule is going to get easier. The Royals' schedule is going to get harder. That being said, this is not trending in a great direction because the pitching's not looking good. Offensively, I do think they're missing Tyler O'Neill right now. He's another right-handed bat that you just like to have. And, you know, again, in this case, they get one home run for Willie Abreu and nothing else against a good pitcher in Zach Eflin. So even as you felt so good against them going up against any right-handed starter, today you face a really good one in Eflin, and he gets the better of you.
Joe, I don't know if you feel this way, but it feels like the pitching staff has kind of hit its peak already. Like, you can't fix what they are at this point. Like, I think Andrew Bailey's done as much as he can with this group, but at some point you are what you are. And I'm not sure their pitching staff that's good enough to get in. And the other thing is some of the defensive lapses that have happened recently are killing them. And Alex Cora said last night, if they're going to make it to October, they have to play good defense, and they're not.
100%. And I was talking about it with Will in our pregame chat. The things that have killed them have been that defense, the bullpen recently, and as you just hit on, the pitching has not been quite the same. So again, Sox fall by a score of 5-1 against the Baltimore Orioles. By the way, the preseason Patriots game, they're at the 2-minute warning. Patriots down by one, 14-13 against the Eagles. Again, coming up in a little bit, the Six Rings postgame show featuring Fitzy and Hart. We'll be back right after this on WEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.